I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1037. It all comes down to three trees. Trees. Thank God for them. They give us air to breathe, beauty to see, wood for burning and building. Trees come in so many sizes, varieties, shapes, colors. According to a new study from February of last year, there are 73,300 tree species on Earth. Wow. But today, let's not talk about 73,300, just three, because it all comes down to three trees. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus said if you're going to boil all the commandments down, they're really just two, loving God and loving others. I'm curious if you've guessed where I'm going with this episode. What three trees? Well, there's one at the beginning of the Bible, one in the middle, and one at the end. And those three trees tell our whole story. Of course, the first tree is in the Garden of Eden. God provided all the first humans needed, and he gave them full reign over it all, with one small but important prohibition. One tree was off limits, and it was in the middle of the garden, and it was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, you know what happened. They ate, and we've all suffered from it ever since. Now, if the story ended there, it'd be bad news bears, but it doesn't because there's a second tree in the middle of the story, and that tree will undo the curse of the first tree. The ESV puts it this way in Acts 5:30. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging on a tree. The second tree is a tree of death that becomes a tree of life. There our Lord died for the sins of the world, yours and mine. The curse of the first tree is overcome by the grace of the second. Deo gratias. But we're not finished yet. The story begins with a tree. It has a tree in the middle, and it ends with a tree, bringing full circle the story of the Bible and humanity from Genesis to Revelation. Revelation 22 holds these beautiful words for us. Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse. And the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. And his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face. His name will be on their foreheads. And there will no longer be any night. And they will not have the need of light of a lamp, nor of the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. Wow, three trees. What tree in your history, in your memory, in your life holds the fondest memories for you, and why? Let's pray. Father, forgive us for the sin of the first tree. Father, thank you for the provision of the second. And Father, we look forward to the glory of the third. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1038. And in the meantime, the Bible Project writes, we've only scratched the surface here, but even the sketch of the contours confirm the importance of the tree for God's people, past, present, and future. So what can we learn from the tree of life? On one level, following the theme from Genesis to Revelation, demonstrates that the tree of life has never been forgotten. In fact, it will continue to serve as a symbol of abundant life forever. On another level, tracing the tree through the Bible provides us the opportunity to reflect on God's unfolding plan to restore his creation and our place in it. It's striking how the tree of life, as an iconic part of the broader theme of creation, stands at the very beginning of the Bible and at the very end, as a part of the original creation and the coming new creation. These bookends not only nicely frame the entire biblical story, but they also highlight the completion of God's redemptive plan. For us, the new tree of life serves as a reminder that God's purposes will never be thwarted. The tree that was lost will be replanted. The creation that was lost will be restored. Therefore, we can look to the future with great confidence and hope. Podcast family, T2G sums up the two great commandments. And if you're going to sum up human history, it all comes down to three trees.